April 21, 2022 marks the 100th anniversary of the opening of Aurelia's first purpose-built hospital. While Aurelia's hospital was first established in 1908, it operated out of a modified home, Dunn Residence, from 1908 to 1922, until an actual hospital was built, approximately where the emergency department currently sits. The 1922 opening also coincided with the renaming of the hospital from Aurelia General Hospital to Aurelia Soldiers Memorial Hospital. To mark the milestone, we have been publishing stories, as they appeared, from the Packet and Times about the opening. This final article in the series was published Thursday, April 27, 1922. The weather was kind to Aurelia on the occasion of the official visit of His Excellency Baron Byng of Vimy, Governor General of Canada, and Lady Byng on Friday last. While the air was not balmy, the day was bright and the crowds who took advantage of the half-holiday to witness the ceremonies could enjoy the outing. Lord and Lady Byng arrived by special train from Barrie at 2:30 p.m. They were accompanied by His Excellency's Secretary Captain Balfour and an aide-de-camp. They were met at the station by Mayor Tudhope, Mrs. Tudhope and the members of the Town Council, who were presented to His Excellency. Lord Byng also inspected the Guard of Honour composed of veterans of the war, in uniform, to the number of 60. Captain Clark Wallace was in command, the other officers being Captain N. Huey, Lieutenant Arch Black, M.C., Lieutenant J.D. Clark and Lieutenant W.R. Clayton. Lord Byng inspected the guard with the eye of a soldier and complimented the officers on the fine turnout. He also shook hands with the veterans of former wars who had turned out to welcome him. Headed by the citizens' band in khaki uniform as regimental band of the Simcoe Foresters, a procession was formed and came uptown. His Excellency was in a motor car with Mayor Tudhope and Lady Byng in another with Mrs. Tudhope. They proceeded at once to the Soldiers' Memorial Hospital, and were met at the door of the old hospital by President Thompson and the members of the board with their wives, and Miss Johnston, the superintendent, with whom they shook hands. Lord Byng then made a complete inspection of the hospital in company with Mr. Thompson, Mayor Tudhope and Miss Johnston, the superintendent. He was greatly interested and evidently most favorably impressed and expressed astonishment that a town the size of Aurelia should carry through such an undertaking in the memorial hall. He paused for some minutes before the list of 24 men who had given their lives, the tablets containing the remaining 125 not being ready, paying particular attention to those who had been killed at Vimy and other battles where he commanded the Canadian Corps. Stepping out of the front door, onto the stone steps, into the presence of a long concourse of people who completely filled the space in front of the building, His Excellency declared the hospital open, after Mr. Thompson had expressed the pride which the board felt at having the Governor-General present to perform this function, an honor which was appreciated by the citizens. In declaring the building open, Lord Byng said, "I am glad it has fallen to my lot to open this splendid building. I want to be identified with all good works in Canada and I am sure this is one. It is safe to say that a new hospital was necessary in Aurelia, and I am sure this fine building be appreciated by all and especially the soldiers. I can see in it nothing but good. Let me repeat that I am very pleased that it fell to my lot perform this little ceremony and add that the pleasure is shared by Lady Byng." Three hearty cheers were given for Lord and Lady Byng, following which the doors were opened, and the spectators were allowed to enter. In a few minutes the corridors were so full that it was almost impossible to move. Meantime, the procession was reformed, and their excellencies proceeded to the armories, where the public reception was held and where another crowd was awaiting them. A platform had been erected and nicely furnished to which Lord and Lady Byng were led by Mayor Tudhope and Mrs. Tudhope. His Worship, Mr. Tudhope then read the following civic address, to His Excellency, Baron Byng of Vimy, KCB, KCMG, MVO on the occasion of Your Excellency's visit to the town of Aurelia, we, the citizens extend to Your Excellency our most hearty welcome. Our homage goes out first to the representative of His Majesty in Canada, and we wish to express through Your Excellency to His Majesty our unswerving love and loyalty to the Crown. With Your Excellency's permission, we wish also to express our admiration and regard for the noble and gallant soldier who commanded the Canadian forces at Victory of Vimy Ridge. The official congratulations of Canada were extended to Your Excellency then and on other occasions, and all Canadians were grateful for the kind reference made by His Majesty in his message to the Field Marshal on April 10, 1917. It is well in accord with the traditions of British statesmanship that one who served his country so gloriously should be Governor General of Canada, and we express our thanks to His Majesty for the honour done to Canada by the appointment of Your Excellency. Signed on behalf of the citizens of the town of Orillia, in the province of Ontario, Canada, this 21st day of April, 1922. W.H. Tudhope, Mayor C.E. Grant, Clerk in reply, Lord Byng said, Mr. Mayor, ladies and gentlemen. I thank you most sincerely for the kind welcome you have given me today, and I can assure you that I shall take the earliest opportunity to avail myself of your invitation to visit you again. It is constant a pleasure to me in the course of my journeys through Canada to meet once more my comrades whose friendship I valued so highly during that period when it was my privilege to command the Canadian Corps. When therefore, I was appointed to be the Governor General of this Dominion, I did not feel that I was coming among strangers, and the way that you have received me today has confirmed me in that impression. But my appointment to my present office commends itself to me for two other reasons as well. Firstly, I feel that there can be no greater honor than to serve His Majesty the King as his representative in one of the great self-governing dominions that go to make the empire of which we are all so proud. Secondly, I felt that having been linked with the Canadian Corps during a time when they did so much to bring that war to a successful conclusion, I would like to be with them to help to the best of my ability in the problem of reconstruction and development that we all realize to be necessary as a result of the war. I want you to believe that I will do my utmost to help you in these next few years, and I am confident that if we all work together as we did in the war, we shall all succeed. Lady Byng was then presented with a beautiful basket of flowers from the Women's Institute, an institution with which she has been actively identified in the old country. The flowers were tied with purple and gold, the colors of the institute. The presentation was gracefully made by Vera Barham, the pretty little daughter of Private A. Barham, who was one of the Orillians who gave his life overseas. Lord Byng then presented hospital certificates to 63 of the soldiers who were entitled to them. This part of the ceremony passed off quickly and smoothly, His Excellency shaking hands with each of the men as they came on the platform. Lord and Lady Byng then came down from the platform, and shook hands with all comers. Hundreds of people took advantage of the opportunity to greet the King's representative, and one of the famous generals of the war. Afternoon tea was then served to the vice-regal party, and to the citizens generally by the ladies of the Women's Institute, following which Lord Byng came down from the platform and talked with some of the old soldiers. Their excellencies returned to their car shortly after 5 o'clock, and their special train left for Parry Sound at 6. Notes: Lord Byng told the Farian Raid veterans that they were on the service before he was born. Of the 163 returned soldiers granted certificates by the Board of Reference, about half received them from the hands of the Governor General. Those who did not receive their certificates can procure them on application to Mr. J.B. Henderson at his office in the Town Hall. Any Orillia soldiers who have not yet made application for certificates are requested to do so without delay, as it is desired to complete the list, which has to be turned over to the hospital board as soon as possible. From this on, no returned soldier will be entitled to free treatment in the hospital unless he has obtained a certificate from the Board of Reference.